Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, turnovers are not a predictive statistic at all. I would say they're probably the least predictive statistic, right? Like, you know, the Bills could be plus 20 or whatever they are for the season, plus 12. But that doesn't really help them if they're minus 3 on Sunday.
Well, let's not assume they will be minus 3 on Sunday.
I'm going to go ahead and not do that.
Sure. I've already got my gear on for Ross coming after me. Like, oh, if they fumble, it's your fault. I'm just going to remind everybody right now that it won't be my fault. Thank you. Thank you. Does it matter if it's true?
Push back as hard as you want. Doesn't matter. He said
doesn't matter.
He outranks us. It's true. He's going to get on the Ross Tucker football podcast or the Even Money Betting podcast and just all these talk podcasts. All about this with you, and you're in big trouble.
He's
now.
Got more than I do with these podcasts. All right. Well, that should be the case. That's
yes,
the world operating as it should.
I agree. Yes.
I think.
Yeah. He outranks me on podcasts. Well, I mean, if he had one, he'd be outranking me because that's dumb.
You've been on them.
I have. Sure. I've done a few, a smattering.
803-0550. How do you feel about this Denver game? Worried? Very confident? I've heard both. I've seen fans just debating what they think the fan base is feeling about the game. Like, are we confident, very confident, nervous about anything? We've been talking about some facets of this game, of course, here in the last couple of days. Would love to hear from you. This will be the third time in 4 years that the Bills go to the wild card round facing a rookie quarterback. Mac Jones.
Right.
Skylar Thompson. Mason Rudolph wasn't a rookie, but he didn't have that many starts.
He was already a journeyman, even though he was on his original team.
Also, Philip Rivers.
It's hard to pull off to get journeyman
somehow,
status when you're still on the team that drafted you.
Philip Rivers was not a rookie, also, when they faced him.
No, he was at the finish line, right? The last passes of his career were here.
He was a rookie Colt.
Right.
But that's it. So, this will be the third time in 4 years with Bo Nix and the Broncos. The last rookie quarterback to win a playoff game would be C.J. Stroud last year for Houston.
Mm-hmm.
The last to win one on the road, do you know?
I don't offhand, no.
Russell Wilson in Washington. I thought of the Minnesota game, but that was not his rookie season. The game in Washington where Robert Griffin got hurt.
Okay.
Mike Shanahan.
Holy cow.
That's what? Russell Wilson. That's the last rookie quarterback to win a road playoff game.
What year is that?
2012 season, January of 13, 12 years ago.
All right. I had something else in my head about those two teams meeting in the playoffs, but it's earlier than that. It's a wrong season.
Seattle and Washington?
Yeah.
Todd Collins?
Yeah.
In Seattle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Different game.
Yes, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Different location.
Yes. Different uniforms, probably.
Different, maybe.
Yeah, we can stop.
Here's Phil with us. Hi, Phil.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I'm really nervous about the playoffs this year, this game, one-score games. I don't trust Bass, honestly, and in big moments, I guess I'll say. And our punter takes too long to punt the ball. I mean, there are so many times where it's just really close for that punt to get blocked, and it was blocked, I think, once or twice this year. That makes me really nervous as well. Teams can scheme on blocking our a punt, and I'm just really nervous on our special teams, especially the kicking game for one-score games.
All right, Phil.
I understand. We talked about special teams a little bit yesterday, really mostly not so much about being worried about Bass. I mean, that's a choice I think you can make. We've gotten calls all year about Bass. Are you worried about Bass? I'm worried about any kicker. A guy's trying out there to try a 48-yard field goal. It's snowing sideways. I mean, how good are you supposed to feel? I'm worried. I hope he makes it. I mean, he makes way more than he misses. I don't know what to do with it. I mean, he's your kicker. They did sign a backup punter today. I am assuming just to cover in case something happens to Martin. They want to have a guy right here. Obviously, it happens during a game. You're cooked. But, you know, for game over game, you got a guy in-house already. You're not going to go combing the waiver wire or whatever. So, you know, there's that, but covering kicks, punts, and kickoffs, I don't think has been great for them this year, and Denver's got a guy. So that to me should be on the table, because when you're trying to put together how does a 10-point or 9-point underdog win a game, any game, let alone a playoff game on the road, you know, they get lightning. They get lightning plays. They get a return. They get a scoop and score.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Or whatever. That usually is a part of the recipe if you're going to pull off that big of an upset. I mean, occasionally a big underdog like that come in and just, you know, kick your ass. But usually there's stuff. So I get being worried about that kind of stuff because the Bills have not been that buttoned up on that. So I don't even I don't know the punter and the time he takes to get rid of the ball or anything like that. Nor Bass. I don't lose any sleep over Bass. But their kick coverage, I'll be you know, I hope we get through that.
You also have an injury to your return man.
Yeah, that's right,
Codrington.
Yeah,
we'll see about him. Bass missed 5 field goals this season and 5 extra points. That's more egregious. Martin had 1 punt blocked, and it was no small play. Rams. The difference in the game. It was in the first half, so maybe Ross, you know. Right. But the Rams blocked a punt for a touchdown. The Bills did not. And the Rams won by 2. And, man, take one play out of the season. That's it. Then I probably win, could have won anyway, and at least I push the Chiefs.
Chiefs have to play
to play 18. In Denver.
Right.
I would have played two.
Yeah.
New England, but still.
Right.
You flip that one game, one play. That one play does it, you know, if you will, and you'd have a different Week 18. Here is Zach with us. Hi, Zach.
Hey guys, nice talking to you tonight. You know, I get Dave. The team has scored plenty of points this year and won many games on the idea of everybody eats. And I'm a little tired of hearing myself say that term. I don't really know what else to call it at this point. But the one thing that gives me pause going into the playoffs, and I'm fine with them this week, I think they'll win just fine against the Broncos. I'm just a little worried about at what point does, you know, this everybody eats thing kind of run out of time, I feel. You know, last I checked or heard, I thought Mac Collins led the team in touchdown receptions.
That's right.
Which seems a little strange to me. And I just feel like once you enter the playoffs, you kind of need to have at least a guy or two. Mike, you've referenced this the last couple of years. I don't recall who did the piece. Somebody did a piece that I thought was excellent on the importance of a wide receiver two heading into the playoffs. And right now, I mean, Shakir, I guess, is your one, if you want to define it. They don't have a two. I just feel like I haven't seen anybody really step up that I feel confident could kind of put on the cape with Allen in the postseason. I mean, you know, I know Cooper has had some amazing catches, but it's not like he's out there going 110 or two touchdowns every week or anything like that. You know, it's kind of here and there, and I don't know. I mean, Kincaid hasn't really come to form. I'm struggling to see, as much as I want them to win, and I you know, I'll ride with the team to wherever here, but winning four more games on the back of everybody eats, you know, that's what we got, and I hope it works. But it does give me a little pause, I think.
Mm-hmm. Coleman is interesting. I think I've neglected Coleman in this area too much so. Like, he is a popular target for Allen. They're big gain plays if you hit them. The timing is often not quite perfect between the two, but there's somebody that's not Hollins, you know, where it's possession and maybe red zone. It's not Shakir, where the floor is high, but the ceiling is low. It's not Cooper, which I don't know. Cooper is capable of 180 yards in a game, but he had less than 300 for the Bills in half a season. You know, that didn't really happen. Kincaid was mentioned. Coleman is the one. It's 19 yards per catch. And there is an explosiveness there that the Bills may need. Maybe it's not this week.
Yeah.
But he's one to watch.
I agree. I know we didn't care about the game, and it was Mitch Trubisky throwing him the ball. But I would have liked to see him catch a couple of those on Sunday. Just for practice, you know, like he targeted 10 times and he catch two. I think I didn't study the box score, and it felt like of the passes he didn't catch, he had one or two hands on most of them. Like, it felt like they were kind of there. Like, I know you're not going to bat 1,000 when you got a defender right on you there. And, you know, that was always a part of the concern with him, is that he's not going to create separation. But he failed to come down with a couple of balls, I think, that you'd like him to catch. If the game mattered, you know, if they were playing for the one seed or something and that happened, I think people would be pretty irate.
Curtis Samuel ended the season with more catches than Coleman, by the way. 31-29. Mm. Surprising?
Yes.
He passed him on Sunday. He caught 7, I think,
right,
on Sunday.
If Coleman had caught half of those, then maybe he would have been all right.
Thank you, Zach. 803-0550. Back to the phones after this here on WGR.